to its home in the Museo de Oro, Museum of Gold, in Bogota, must lean in and even put on their reading glasses to see the details. While this object, called the Balsa Muisca, Muisca Raft, would catch the attention of any viewer, it is the object's connection to the myth of El Dorado that has secured its unique status in the Colombian imagination. The raft has been interpreted as the depiction of the ritual of El Dorado since it was first discovered by three farmers in the Colombian region of Pasto in 1969. It is a broad flatboat made of branches or saplings lashed together. At the center is a tall object, perhaps a throne or an elaborate banner of some sort, and in front of it is a dramatic figure decked out in elaborate clothing and headdress. Most of the other figures appear to be paddling the raft or assisting the central figure. As the story goes, they are paddling out to the center of Guatavito Lake with the central figure, El Dorado, painted with gold dust, in order to plunge the offerings of gold and other riches into the waters as an offering to a patron goddess. Alongside the famous lost city of Atlantis, perhaps no mythological city has captured the imaginations of people or been the source for exploration quite like El Dorado, the fabled city of gold that the Spanish believed was located somewhere in South America. The origins of the Spaniards' belief in the existence of the mythical city was based on their rumors surrounding the tribal chief of the Muisca in present-day Colombia. The Spanish heard that his initiation included covering himself with gold dust